The Muller Crusaders had a rematch in the regional semifinal. They took care of business. It'll be a rematch tonight in the regional championship game as Muller takes on Centerville from Xavier Cintas Center. Good evening, everybody. Richard Skinner along with Kent McKenzie as we emanate from the Cintas Center on the campus of Xavier University as Muller takes on the Centerville Elks. Centerville has won 18 straight games since a 54-33 loss at Muller in the regular season. Muller coming off a win over Lakota East, a team that beat in the regular season as well. So Kent, trying to beat a good team twice. You always hear the adage of three times in a season is tough. Trying to do it twice in a season, especially for a team that's won 18 in a row like Centerville, makes it just as tough.
Well, it is. And both teams know one another really well at this point. And don't think that Centerville wasn't watching the game the other night before they played. So I think you'll see a good, solid game plan from Centerville. They will probably do what a lot of teams have tried to do against Muller, and that's slow it down and really take advantage of some good shots. They're limited a little bit tonight. We'll get to that in a minute. But I think a patient game, trying to keep the score down and trying to limit the possessions. And that should maybe give them a shot. They can shoot it. They do a good job. They're efficient with the ball. They don't turn it over a whole lot. And Coach Cupps is probably coaches, as Coach Kramer will tell you, one of the best man-to-man offenses or motion offenses in the state. Coach Kramer has a lot of respect for what Coach Cupps does here at Centerville, and they will flat cut you and back cut you to death if you're not careful.
They tried to run tempo the first time around until Muller hit them with a run and actually did a pretty good job early in the game of keeping things where they wanted them, but Muller was able to extend it thanks to its defense in that 54-33 win. Centerville advanced tonight with a 67-63 win over Springfield in the semifinal game. But as Kent mentioned, a big event at the end of that game when Centerville's Ryan Marshall picked up two technical fouls in short order. The 5'8 senior point guard, because of that, was ejected, and because of that, has to miss the next two games, this being the first of the two of those games for him. Obviously, as a senior, the only other game he would miss is if they do win this game. He would miss the state semifinal game, would be eligible to come back if Centerville gets to the state championship game. But Kent, that's a big loss. You're talking about a kid that's the second leading scorer, leading assist guy, takes care of the basketball, does play with a chip on his shoulder, but I think you like that as a coach. You have a guy that plays with a toughness, and they're going to miss that tonight for sure.
Yeah, he's definitely their leader, and he definitely can handle the ball, especially in the full court, and especially if Muller were to bring pressure, he'd be the guy that would bring it up, and they're not going to have that tonight. But I was here. I stayed for the game, and it was an incredibly unfortunate situation that transpired, and it was a rough game. I know it was a interconference rival,
right?
Intense game, and there were a lot of things going on in that game that there were three teams on that floor that night. One of the teams did not have a very good night, and unfortunately, you know, and this is a little bit of my opinion, unfortunately a young man paid the price for it. So you know, we've seen a lot of things out on social media, we've seen a lot of things happen. I have my own feelings about it, but at least Centerville, one man short, an important man for him tonight. So they're going to play. They're going to play hard. And they're going to play for him. So they're coming out with some motivation, and I think you'll see them come out and give Muller a good test tonight for sure.
Marshall had 6.6 rebounds, 5 assists, and 2 steals in that game the other night. Springfield got great balance scoring, led by Davis Muma, who had 15 points. They got 12 from Jason Sneed, and a big game from the big guy, 6'9 sophomore Mo Jai, who had 14 points, 12 rebounds, 12 block shots, a triple-double in that game. This young man that didn't do much the first meeting with Muller, but 6'9 sophomore, usually big guys, it takes them a little bit of time, and Ken, as the season's rolled along, he seems like he's really developed into a weapon on both ends of the floor.
Well, he's really improved since Muller played him last time. His ability to time shots and block shots in the lane, he finishes around the rim a lot better than what he was. His footwork's much, much better. He gets up and down the court very well. He works so hard, and he's a project. You know, a little bit like a Jackson Hayes, for example. He's just a big, long, tall kid, and I think his best basketball's ahead of him. But he's improving every day, every week, and he was fun to watch Wednesday night. He had a nice game. He did some nice things around the basket. And he just works hard, and he gives it everything he can. So they'll need a big game from him tonight. Some of the guards will have to step up as well. And obviously they're going to have to be able to, if Muller does bring pressure, they're going to have to be able to handle the ball in the backcourt.
In that win over Springfield as well, Centerville made 9 of 12 three-pointers in the game. They've shot it really well in the postseason to this point. But against Muller, just 2 of 12 from three-point range. They probably need to shoot the ball again very well from deep, 50% or better, just because Moeller's so hard to get to the rim on and score on.
Yeah, I think Matt Pierce is really going to have to step up. He's going to have a good game for Centerville tonight. He's probably going to have to handle the ball a little bit more than he normally does, and he's going to have to shoot it well for him.
And he shot it great in the postseason, 12 of 24 on threes since the postseason began. And as a team, they've shot 50.8% from three-point range. So they've heated up since the sectional tournament started, and they're going to need that tonight.
Yeah, and, again, it's kind of like what we talked about Lakota East game Wednesday night. Somebody else is now going to have to step up, and it might be a couple of the players from Centerville will have to step up and just get some things going their way, and they shoot it well enough that they can stay in it. Lakota East Wednesday night, had they hit some shots, they kept the score where they wanted it. They just couldn't hit any shots, and they could have been in that game with Moeller if they just shot a better percentage, especially from three. But it just didn't happen for them, and as a result, Moeller was able to just keep that lead that they had going into halftime.
Moeller's gotten great balanced scoring throughout the season and certainly in the postseason. The first time around when these two teams played, it was Alex Williams off the bench who had 15. Alec Freem had 12. Miles McBride went for 9 points, 9 rebounds, 4 assists, and 4 steals. Michael Chip had a good game with 7 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists, and 2 steals. That's kind of been the MO. Yeah, there are two main scorers for the most part here, Miles McBride and Alec Freem, although Freem in the postseason is averaging less than 10 points a game. But for the most part, it's been different guys at different times throughout the season. You got the two mainstays. They're going to get theirs when you need them to get theirs. But for Moeller, it's still all about balanced scoring.
It is. And Chip, Michael Chip had a great game against Centerville. And I think the matchup for Michael is good in this game as well. He's a tall, lanky two-guard, and he can bounce up and shoot up over a lot of the Centerville players. And that's what he did the other night. Or the last time they played. So I think Chip probably comes in with a lot of confidence, but at the same time, the three sophomores have really come in, and it seems like every game here in the tournament, one of them's had a really good game. Alex Williams the last game, McCracken the game before that, and then, Logan Duncan, who I think is getting, again, another big kid, young, is getting better and better every single game. He had some really good games in the games at Fairfield High School in the early part of the tournament. So it has been somebody else has stepped up to be that third scorer outside of Freeman McBride, and it'll be interesting to see who that is tonight.
Here's how these two teams got to this point in the tournament. For Centerville, they won their sectional by beating Pickwa 64-29 and Northmont 79-45 and beat Xenia in the championship game 63-51. Then in the district championship a week ago Saturday up at UD Arena, knocked off Mason 49-43, and in that semifinal game against Springfield in the regional semi here at Cintas Center on Wednesday night, they beat Springfield 67-63. Moeller got off sectional tournament play by beating Middletown 60-32, then Talawanda 58-17, and then beat Coleraine 67-51 in the title. Moeller led that game 52-29 at halftime. Then beat Winton Woods 57-15 in the district championship game, and the other night knocking off Lakota East in the semifinal 47-33. There's one thing you can probably say about Moeller, if it's gotten better at, especially since the postseason has began, it's been defense. They have just stifled teams from scoring the ball.
Well, they've done a good job, and they brought the full court pressure, which has really taken a lot of teams kind of out of what they want to do. They've extended pressure. They've kept people from getting into their sets. They've done a nice job on the ball. McBride, of course, is a special on the ball defender, and he's had several steals and just Will McCracken coming in, and he tends to get a hand on basketballs every time he comes in the game. And then on the rebounding end, although Moeller did not rebound very well against Lakota East, going back, Lakota East shot a lot of threes, and the ball came off long. And I don't think it was because Moeller it wasn't because they didn't have position. They did on the inside. It just went over their head, and the rebounds were occurring on the sideline and baseline. So I think the Moeller defense has really stepped it up. They've kept the other teams out, kind of out of sequence and out of what they want to do. And it's allowed them, obviously, to be a little freer on offense.
Well, it's a wounded Centerville team without their senior leader and point guard, Ryan Marshall, who will not play tonight. Will that be enough to rally the troops and have them avenge a 21-point loss to Moeller in the regular season? We'll take a timeout. We'll come back to Cintas Center, set the starting lineups, and have the opening tip-off. It's all next. We want to thank the fans from Centerville for joining us tonight. And you're listening to Moeller Crusaders basketball from ESPN Media. And it's powered by Sidearm Sports.
For professional staffing, there's only one name you need to know, Robert Half. Robert Half custom matches our candidates to your specific hiring requirements by combining personalized service from local staffing experts with an advanced matching technology based on 70 years of successful placements. For highly skilled accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, or administrative staffing, count on Robert Half. We'll find you productive, engaged employees. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Xavier University Cintas Center. Richard Skinner, Kent McKenzie with you as Centerville gets set to take on Moeller in a Division I regional championship game. The winner advances to Friday night's state semifinal game in Columbus, the championship game the following night as Moeller with a 46-game winning streak trying to make it back-to-back state titles and three straight Final Fours. Let's set tonight's starting lineups. First for Centerville, they will go like this. At one forward spot, Caleb Mitchell, 6'3 senior, in the regular season averaged 6.6 points, 3.3 rebounds, and 0.9 assists per game. Other forward spot, Keba Archimalo, 6'2 senior, averages 3.1 points, 2.5 rebounds per game. In the postseason, Archimalo averaging 2.0 and 2.2, and Mitchell in the postseason is averaging 4.8 points and 2.8 rebounds per game. At center for Centerville, it'll be Mo Jai, a 6'9 sophomore in the regular season, averaged 8.7 points, 6.4 rebounds, and 1.9 block shots per game. In the postseason, he's averaging 7, 8, 8, 4, and 5 block shots per ball game. Guards, one of the guard spots, it'll be Davis Mumma, 6'2 senior, 4.3 points, 2.0 rebounds, 1.7 assists per game. And the other guard spot, it'll be Matt Pierce, 5'10 senior, averages 12.4 points, 1.9 rebounds per game. Centerville 22-5 under Brooke Cups in his seventh season as head coach. He's 123-70 at Centerville. For Moeller, it'll be the same five that started every game but the senior night game. One forward, Michael Shipp, 6'3 senior, give you his postseason averages, 6 points, 2.2 rebounds, 0.6 assists. Other forward spot, Alec Frame, 6'4 senior, 9.4 points, 3.6 rebounds, 4.6 assists per game. At center, Logan Duncombe, 6'8 sophomore, averaging 8.8 points and 2.8 rebounds per game. One of the guard spots, it'll be Max Land, 6'4 junior, averaging 5.6 points, 3 rebounds, and 1.6 games, 6 assists per game in the postseason. The other guard, Miles McBride, 6'2 senior, heading to West Virginia, leads the way, 12.4 points, 3.4 rebounds, and 4 assists per game. Moeller, 26-0 under Carl Kramer in his 29th season as head coach with a record of 572-157. Centerville comes out in all-black uniforms with gold/yellow down the sides, gold-yellow numerals trimmed in white. Moeller in the all-white uniforms with the gold numerals trimmed in a little bit of blue, blue lettering in the front trimmed in a little bit of gold. So we're about set to start. Centerville's already got their five out there. Brooke Cups has come out to say one more thing to them as they're standing around the center circle. Moeller's still around head coach Carl Kramer and his staff. Good crowd on hand here tonight at Cintas Center is should have ourselves a pretty good regional championship game.
Well, we got a a veteran officiating staff here, so it's a good group. The coaches are familiar with them, so I think you'll see a well-officiated game tonight as well. So I know that was a concern in the last game that Centerville had, but pretty veteran staff here.
Logan Duncombe in at 6'8 against 6'9 Mojai. Moeller going right to left as you look at your radio, phone, or iPad. The ball tipped out of bounds. Looked like it went off Logan Duncombe of Moeller, and it did. It'll be Centerville basketball, so the Elks will start with possession of it. Set to trigger it in right in front of us. It'll be Davis Mumaugh. Comes in bounds in the backcourt to Mitchell. Mitchell dribbles out between the circles. Looking for cutters. Goes on the left wing to Mumaugh. And has a pass taken away by Shipp. Throws it ahead to McBride. Open three right wing. Decided not to take it. Now decides to take it. Front of the rim, no. Rebound tipped to the corner. Max Lane gets it for Moeller on the left baseline. Drives in, cut off. Throws it to the foul line. Dunked him. Jump shot from there. No good. Back of the rim. And there to get the rebound defensively, Caleb Mitchell for Centerville. Shovels it off to Pierce, who tries to work it up with some pressure from McBride. Taps his chin to play up the play call. Passes to the right wing with it to Keva Archimalo. Archimalo throws top of the circle to Mumaugh. Thought about a three, thought better of it. Picks his dribble up, gives it off to Pierce, circling left. Pulls out his dribble between the circles. Still now angles left, goes in the corner with it. They throw down inside to Jai on the left baseline. Spins on Duncombe with a fallaway, 8-footer hits the back of the rim. No, and a good defensive rebound by Max Land. Shovels it ahead to Frame, who wants to run, but didn't get back. Moeller went over to back. Yeah, yep, Frame sure threw it to Land. Land had not come across midcourt. Official, I think, was as stunned as everybody else. He looked at it for a second and then said, no, nah, wait a minute, that was a violation, and it was.
It was, and Coach Kramer's a little concerned about it, but he did not have his foot down. Coach Kramer's saying he had his foot in the front court, and no, he did not.
We're on midcourt,
and it was a good call.
Here in the corner with it is Archimalo. Picks his dribble up, goes right wing to Mumaugh. Mumaugh starts to dribble out left. Picks his dribble up, throws it right wing with it to Pierce. Pierce starts to drive, moves behind a screen, top of the key. McBride on him, reach all the way to the left wing, goes in the corner. Mumaugh, long eye arching three. Got it.
Boy, it looked good when it left Mumaugh's hand. Really nice shot from the corner. They moved the ball well and got it off. That was a good quick shot.
First bucket of the game. We played a minute and a half, 3-0 Centerville lead. There's a pass right corner to Shipp. Shipp going to drive the baseline. They gave it to him. He comes in, does it off to Duncombe at the foul line. Was open, didn't shoot it. Off to McBride. He drives left baseline, out to Freem. Three on the way, left wing. Got it.
Well, they moved the ball really well. I like the kick to the elbow from Shipp when he drove baseline. I teach a lot of my kids when I'm coaching them that, hey, you drive that baseline, look opposite elbow, it's always open, and it was. But Duncan did not hit it and shot it out to Freem and hit the three.
3-3 score. We've played exactly 2 minutes. Here's Mumaugh with it on the right wing. Dribbles behind the screen, top of the key. Now circles right wide of the lane. Spins into the lane. Throws a back cut pass. Driving inside. Put it up and scored for Caleb Mitchell, and he drew the foul.
Fantastic pass, and Mitchell went up strong. Actually double pumped it and finished. So great play there by Centerville.
Foul's going to go against Moeller's Michael Shipp first on either team. And with 5:52 to go in the first quarter, it'll be Caleb Mitchell at the line trying to complete the three-point play, which he cannot as he backrims the free throw. Max Land with the rebound. For Moeller, off to McBride, ahead to Frame. Goes left corner with it to Land. Land skip pass all the way to the right corner to Shipp. Drives in, cut off, and then he got fouled by Pierce. Pierce grabbed him on the right wrist, and that'll be the first on Matt Pierce for Centerville. First on the Elks.
Good strong drive by Shipp, and Pierce just jumped over there, tried to get in his way, and just wasn't there quite quick enough. Good first move there by Shipp.
Frame to inbound it to the right of his own basket. Looks, comes in the right corner to Shipp. Shipp clears it out straight away, high on the right to Land. He throws high on the left to McBride. McBride goes between the circles to Shipp. Shipp dribbles right, hands it off to Frame, driving left. Goes to the left wing to McBride. Looking inside, dumps it low on the left to Duncombe. Works in on Jai, turns with a jump hook, almost airballed it. And the rebound battled for, and Duncombe somehow gets on the right baseline. Clears it back out to McBride, right wing. Good hustle by Duncombe to Shipp, left wing to Frame. Straight away to McBride between the circles. McBride shaking big dribble, going nowhere. Picks his dribble up, goes left of the lane to Land. And it poked away, picks it up. Starts to drive, cut off nicely. Then Land has to circle back out. Throws it back out to Duncombe between the circles. High on the right to Shipp, right corner to Freem. Freem with a defender all over and can't shake it. Has a dribble yet. Now starts to drive, cut off. And a whistle, and I think we're going to get a reach-in foul on Keba Archimalo. And they just say he knocked that out. So it's going to be Archimalo. Got a little too physical. I think if you're Brooke Cups, you like the physicality there.
Hey, you don't have a choice. You got to get up in him and play hard. And Archimalo got right up in him and was not going to let him have that baseline.
Inbounds pass lob to McBride. Gets in the lane, pull up 10-footer. Good. Miles McBride's first bucket. And we're tied at 5. played just a little over 3 minutes.
Boy, Miles really came up off the bounce on that one. I don't think anybody could get up to that.
Hawk and Pierce all the way as he just barely got it across the timeline. Gives it off to Mitchell, who's between the circles, just dribbling back and forth. Not going anywhere. Bowler's got a couple of subs at the scorer's table, and Centerville's about to get one as well. There's a drive, kicking off to Archimalo, right wing. Throws it out straight away to Pierce. Oh, three from straight out. Got it.
Boy, it looked good. That left-hand shot, really nice coming from Pierce right off the horn there, at the right-hand horn there at the three-point line. Nice shot.
That was deep. 8-5 Centerville.
Really
deep. Pass left corner. Land head fakes a three, drives in, gives it out to McBride. He starts to drive left to the lane, clears it back out to Land, drives in the low on the right, takes it all the way in and banked it in with the right hand.
Wow, for a
left-hander going right.
That was pretty good. Pretty good move to the right by Land. Nice right hand.
Went right at the big 6'9 kid's jaw. Went right at him. 8-7 Centerville by one. He played 4 minutes of his first quarter. There's a pass to Mumaw, left corner Archimalo. Archimalo hasn't made a move. That does a bad pass outside. Rescued, though, by Mumaw between the circles. McBride almost beat him to it. Mumaw works behind a screen at the top of the key. Picks his dribble up. Goes right wing with it. There's a drive by Mitchell. Takes it all the way down in the lane. He got fouled by Schiff.
Yes, he did.
Well, he went way up high and drew the personal foul. That'll be two free throws coming up for Davis Mumaw.
Big, strong move by Mitchell.
Mitchell.
By Mitchell across the lane and went up to finish, and Schiff got him on the arm. So Schiff will probably come out here, I believe, his second foul. But hey, I like what Centerville's doing. They're moving the ball really well. They're being patient. But when the shot's there, they're taking it.
Free throw hit the front of the rims. He's 0 for 2 now. As Alex Williams, Michael Curran, Will McCracken come in. Land, Duncan, Ship go out. For Centerville going out, Archimalo and Davis Mumaw is into the game for the first time. Come Jason Snead, who averages 9.3 a game. And also in, Ryan Ballard, a 6'2 senior. Snead's a 6'3 senior. Second free throw by Mitchell's good, so he's 1 of 3 at the line on the night. And Centerville's lead 9-7.
Boy, Ballard really, for Centerville, number 12, had a nice game Wednesday night against Springfield. He really played hard. I liked his game.
Curran between the circles has it. Not much of a score. Goes left wing to McBride. McBride throws it back out straight away with it to Curran. Dribbles right. Now throws a pass right sideline to Freeman. The right corner to McCracken. Back to Freeman. Pass straight away. Almost knocked away by Ballard, but rescued by Curran. Curran starts to drive. Cut off by Ballard. Throws it out near the timeline to McBride. McBride dribbles left, throws it to Freem on the left wing. Freem drives to the left baseline, takes it all the way down inside, low on the left, bank it up, score it. No, calling him a charge. Nice job by Mitchell, I believe, and it was. He stood his ground and took the charge. And Alec Freem picks up his first foul, third on Bowler. And Carl Kramer says, let's go with some denial pressure here.
Yeah, they're bringing the pressure, but great job by Mitchell. And he really got there and took the charge. Smart play.
Looking to inbound and having a hard time coming in. Here's a pass knocked down. Picked up by Alex Williams. Low on the left. Bank it up. Scored and drew the foul. Curran got the steal. And Williams got the layup. He'll get a chance for the end one. So the first time Moeller comes with a full court press, it pays off in a turnover.
The pressure's tough by Moeller. When they come hard like that, it affected Lakota East as well early in the game. And they got a couple quick turnovers. So here we go again with Centerville. So Centerville, I don't know if they weren't ready for it, obviously. Had they had their point guard in, it might have been a little different, but they're kind of getting used to having somebody else handle the ball.
Alex Williams tries to complete the three-point play, and he does. That foul, by the way, went against Caleb Mitchell, his first. Now they break the pressure as Ballard, he almost has it stolen by McBride, picks it up, looking for somebody to throw it to, throws a cross-court pass, open three for Pierce, left wing, in and out, no good, and the rebound for McBride.
But shot looked good again.
Right in a hurry the other way, drives to the top of the key, stutter step, dribbles inside, shovels it left corner. Curran drives along the left baseline, comes all the way out in the lane with a scoop shot, and it's blocked by Jai. It's a 2-on-1 the other way, but then Pierce lost the dribble, had to pick it up, shovels it behind him to Mitchell, and they'll have to settle to run some half-court offense.
Yeah, great block by Jai.
10-9 Bowler lead, 2:30 to go in the first quarter. Here's Ballard on the right wing with it. Dribbles out between the circles, picks his dribble up, goes right wing to Pierce. Pierce swings through, has a dribble, now dribbles left. Now spins back to the right. McCracken's all over him, goes in the left corner with it to Mitchell. Mitchell looking down inside, now throws it down low on the left to the big fella Jai. Spins, looks, throws a pass straight out to Pierce. Good defense. Long 30-foot three, no good. And a nice block out by Alex Williams to get the defensive rebound by Moeller. That thing was way out there.
Yeah.
Back comes McBride in a hurry. McBride all the way low on the left. His shot blocked out of bounds. A layup attempt by Caleb Mitchell. McBride tried to go with the left hand, and Mitchell showed some great athleticism to block that out of bounds.
Mitchell's really playing tough on the defensive end. He's done a nice job on the offensive end as well. Pierce is shooting some deep balls, and they all look good. He can get it there. They're just barely out. They look good coming off his hand.
Yeah, he's 1 of 3. He's going to check out and get a breather as Mumaw comes back in for him. Here's McBride to trigger it in on his left way on the left corner of the baseline. Still looking, comes in the left corner with it to Freem. Hands it to McBride in the same spot. Now throws it low in the left two frame. Trying to work in. Spins. Throws a pass in the corner. Around to the top of the key to McCracken. Open three. No good. The way up to get the rebound. The big fella Jai. Good ball movement for Moeller. McCracken had a wide open three look. There's a long pass ahead. It goes in the right corner with it to Snead. Snead dribbles. Throws a pass. Out of bounds.
Yeah, Mitchell went to back cut. And Snead just a little late. Didn't read it well enough and threw it out of bounds across the court. So nice box outs by Centerville on the boards and on the defensive boards. They're doing a nice job. They are doing everything they need to do to play with Moeller, and they look really good. Now, they're outsized and probably outmanned, but they are, I tell you what, hats off, they are playing hard.
Pierce comes back in. Mitchell goes out. Moeller gets land back in. They take Curran out, so Moeller's got a little bit better offensive thing. Here's a back cut by McBride. Pull up 8-footer right wing. Banked it short. I think the big fella affected it. A nice rebound by Jason Snead. Go ahead, it goes to Pierce. Pierce wants to settle things down with a minute 20 to go, opening quarter. Moeller by one at 10-9. Here's Mumah high on the left, looking for somebody to pass it to. Hasn't made a move yet. Now McBride pressures him. He spins on a dribble to the right of the lane. Goes in the corner with it to Stoller. Right corner, they throw it down inside for Jai. Spins in the lane on Williams. Left-hand jump hook, short, no good. And an offensive rebound claimed by Will McCracken for Moeller. Nice job by Williams to force him out into the lane for a little bit tougher jump hook. McBride drives to the left baseline, picks up his dribble, throws it out straight away to land. Stutter steps, takes it, drives inside, head fake, puts it up in traffic, no good. And the defensive rebound claimed by Jason Snead for Centerville. And again, I think Jai affected that shot. Didn't
really
block it, but affected it.
Really contesting shots in the paint.
Here, Stouwer drives in, and he's going to get a chance to shoot two free throws as I think they're going to get Alex Williams for a blocking foul. McCracken tried to block it from behind. Williams tried to take the charge.
Yeah, I think
Williams
there
Williams on the
just
block.
Too far underneath the basket on that one. He needed to be out a little further. It might be a little late, but hey, good strong take by Ballard to the basket, and he's here for two free throws.
Clock stop with 43 seconds exactly to go in the quarter, and Ryan Ballard's free throw is good to tie the score at 10-10. As Archimalo comes back, and they're going to give Jai a little bit of a breather here with 43 seconds to go in the quarter. Probably a good time to do that. You get the last 43 seconds, the quarter break, and maybe a possession to start the second quarter and get him back in. Second free throw good for Ballard as well. And so 11-10 to Centerville lead with 43 seconds to go. Moeller basketball. Miles McBride waves his hand above his head, and now they're showing zone with the big guy out. Kind of a 2-3 matchup. Well, it started that way. Now they're back man-to-man. There's a pass left wing to Freem. Freem dribbles out, throws between the circles to McBride. McBride backs out near the big X logo at center circle. Taps his head, now throws to McCracken, goes right sideline to Freem. Out top of the circle to Williams. Williams drives left, hands it off to McCracken, coming right. McCracken throws it out straight away to McBride with 15 seconds. McBride hasn't made a move yet. Moeller going for the last shot of the first quarter, now one. McBride, they worked the count, but he broke the count down to 8 seconds. Still hasn't gone anywhere. Throws it on the right elbow to Freem. Throws it back to McBride. Long three straight away, beauty.
Wow.
Boy, Miles McBride has really shot it well from deep. There's a desperation heave at the buzzer. And Miles McBride with a three at the end of the first quarter has given Moeller a lead. It's been a seesaw affair, and a great first quarter comes to an end at the end of a quarter of play from the Cintas Center. It's Moeller 13, Centerville 11 in the Division I Regional Championship game. This is Moeller Crusaders basketball from ESP Media, powered by Sidearm Sports.
Getting answers, finding solutions. Local 12 News investigates.
As soon as we called you, everything happened very quickly.
Not afraid to ask the tough questions. Taking action, getting the truth. Local 12 News investigates.
We're back at Skyline to see what it is that makes people feel so good.
So what's brought you to Skyline today?
Oh, the Coneys, it looks
obviously
like.
The Coneys. Yeah. I love Coneys.
You feel like you know everyone when you walk in the door.
This is a place friendships were made. Great food, great service, great people.
Anytime you ask the kids, where do you guys want to eat at Skyline?
It's delicious. The cheese gets melts in your mouth.
Anytime that I don't have to cook, that's always a good thing.
You never have a bad meal at Skyline, ever.
Feeling good. It's Skyline time.
Back here at Cintas Center on the campus of Xavier University, Richard Skinner along with Kent McKenzie. The one quarter of play, Moeller with a 13-9 lead. The stats that we have in front of us haven't quite updated, but both teams shot over 50% in that first quarter of play.
Yeah, I tell you what, the play there at the end, threw it to Freem, and Freem just screened his man along with McBride's man and just kicked it back to McBride for the three. Nice play. Nice heads-up play by Freem.
Actually, Centerville 42.9%, Moeller 38.5%. So this actually did an update for quite a while. Moeller with the basketball to start the second quarter up by a couple, 13-11. Here's Frame, goes left corner with it to McBride, throws it low on the left for Land. Land throws the foul line. Williams, his jump shot, skips around the rim and danced in. That thing looked like it had no chance to go in. Danced all the way around and went in.
He has such soft hands for as big as he is. When the ball leaves his hands, it just is like cotton.
There's a pass on the left wing with it to Sneed. Throws it out straight away. Mumal works behind a screen. Drives left to the lane. Cut off. Now throws a tough shot up to McCracken. Blocked. Tried to throw one up under McCracken. He blocked it. Land scoops it up for Moeller. Back come the Crusaders. Land on the move. And he is bumped down high by Archimalo. And he'll pick up his second personal foul on the bump as the big fella, 6'9 sophomore Mo Jai, who got a little breather at the end of the first quarter. In 50 seconds of this second quarter, will come back. And Archimalo will go out with those two fouls. Each team's committed 14 fouls. Moeller will inbounds on the sideline, up by four. Biggest lead of the night at 15-11.
With Jai out of the game, Moeller was really taking the ball hard to the basket. Now we'll see what happens with Jai checking back in.
There's a pass to Land. He takes a fall away. 8 foot on the lane and got it.
Little
tough
run
shot for Max Land.
Here comes one of those little runs by Moeller.
17-11. They come with a little full court pressure, a little more token variety. Pierce trying to work it up with McBride on him. Comes into the front court. Now tries to steady his offense. Moeller up 17-11 now. After being, this is an 8-0 run at the moment. Here's Mumal behind his screen, top of the key. Throws it on the left wing with it. Driving there is Sneed, or he's cut off. Throws it back out to Mumal. Mumal hasn't made a move. Drives on McCracken to the baseline. Takes it all the way in with a reverse layup. It spins and stays in. He didn't hit any rim. He spun it off the rim. Or he didn't hit any backboard. Spun it off the rim itself.
I tell you, tough player. Went down the left baseline and ended up on the right side with a nice right-hand reverse layup.
There's Land. Might have got away with a shove off. Off the frame, who did not get away with a walk.
Yes.
So yeah, they throws it over as Duncombe and Curran come back.
That was definitely a travel by Frame. I actually tell you, I thought Land traveled a little bit the last time down the court on the shot he made. He kind of shuffled his feet a little bit. So these kids anymore are so quick, it's hard to pick some of this stuff up.
Yeah, the Frame walk was clear, though.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you know what? Good defense by Centerville.
Alex Williams and Freeman are the two that go out here. Some more has McCracken, Land, Duncombe, McBride, Curran, the five on the floor. Here's Mitchell, throws it out straight away to Pierce. 17-13, Moeller leads it to Sneed on the high on the left. Left corner goes to Mitchell, drives into the lane, takes a man in there. He has a
great shovel pass
to Jai, who stuffs it with two hands.
Mitchell just made a fantastic shovel pass, breaking through the double team to Jai for the dunk on the right-hand side.
17-15, so the 8-0 Moeller run answered by two buckets in a row for Centerville. Duncombe dribbles from the top of the key going left, hands off to Curran, goes left corner to Duncombe, or to Land. He tries to throw a pass inside to Duncombe, threw it too far, it's intercepted by Caleb Mitchell for Centerville.
Mitchell's everywhere.
Back come the Elks. Here's Mumal on the right wing. Now he's going to pull it up and run some offense with 5.5 to go in the first half. Pierce high on the left, works behind the screen, top of the key, three, back of the rim. Rebound though, rebounded by Mitchell. Offensive rebound for Centerville, clears it back out to Pierce. Pierce on Duncombe. Duncombe cuts him off. Nice job. Back out to Mitchell high on the right. Right corner goes to Mumoff. Throws it down inside and a tough catch and throwing up a bad shot with Sneed. Tried to catch it and lay it in. There's a long pass ahead to Land. Land spins in the lane. Has it poked away. They're going to get Mumoff for the foul.
It's a good move by Land, and Mumoff just reached in there as he came back through, and all he could do was just knock it away. It was going to be a layup. Actually, not a bad foul by Mumal. Boy, I like the way Centerville's playing offense. They
Sneed tried to do a little too much of that last catch and layup,
but he made a great cut from that opposite wing to the opposite block, and
he was open.
He was open.
Free throw by Land is good.
Centerville's running some really good stuff, and they're keeping Moeller on their heels right now. So great game plan by Centerville.
Freeman shipped back. Kerr and McCracken sit for the Crusaders, so they have their starting five back on the floor with 5:07 to go in the half. Up 18-15, Land's second free throw for the lefty is good. He's got 6, and Moeller's lead is 4 at 19-15. A little token pressure in the backcourt. They clear out, they're going to let Mitchell work it up against Land. He walks into the front court now, and now they'll set the rival. Now he picks his dribble up. Throws it high on the left with it to Sneed. Sneed lobs it down to Jai outside the lane. Might have got away with a walk. Out to Moom on the right wing. Right corner they go with it. There's Mitchell trying to drive along the baseline. Does so and missed the layup. Got inside wide open and blew a wide open layup. And the rebound to Logan Duncombe. Shovels it off to McBride. In a hurry into the front court. Works behind a screen at the top of the key. Now works back out. Stutter stepping. Angles left. Gives it off to Frame. Frame picks a dribble up. Throws it down inside for Duncombe. Duncombe in his move. Trying to make a move. In some trouble. Might have got away with 3 seconds. Missed the shot and Jai rebounded it. Then had it poked away, but Centerville rescues it. Jai did a great job to wall up, and Duncombe probably should have just kicked it back out of there.
Jai, tremendous job inside. Walled up, and Duncan just didn't know what to do, kind of got confused.
19-15, Moeller still by 4. Here's Sneed high on the left. Near the Cintas Center logo. Throws it out to Mitchell. Right wing to Moomaw. Bounces low on the right for a cutting. Sneed missed another layup. Might have got away. Might have got partially blocked by Land. And Moeller with the rebound. Frame gives it ahead to McBride in the corner. Ship his three on the way. Beauty.
Great, great pass. Great find. Ship in the corner. Looked good all the way.
22-15. Moeller by 7 with 3:45 to go.
Boy, I tell you what, Land is the last two times down the court, has gotten beat a little bit. So he's getting back screened quite a bit. So he's going to have to pick it up.
There's a pass straight away to Pierce. Right wing, he goes to move on.
So he's beat again.
And this time, Sneed made the layup, cutting from left to right, and laid it up and in. And a timeout for Centerville. We'll keep it here. It's a 30-second timeout. 22-17, Moeller leads it with 3:31 to go in the half. And you made the point the last, what, three trips, I think, Kent. They've gotten layups. Now, Sneed blew a wide open one. Had the one where he caught it, tried to do a little too much with it. That time, though, caught it perfectly in rhythm, was able to lay it in easily.
Yeah, all three of those, Max was the defender, and I think he's looking for something that he does need to be looking for. He's trying to make it a little more difficult.
Or is there a communication issue on the switch?
I think so. I think so. And they're talking about it over on the sideline. I think Land might sit down and talk to the coaches for a little bit here. But three straight times down the court, I think Land was confused what the coaches were asking him to do. And as a result, Centerville was able to take advantage of it. But, Centerville's playing well. Love what they're doing. Coach Cups, again, great game plan. And here's what he's doing. He's allowing the kids to play and shoot the ball in rhythm. Yeah, I'm watching Coach Jerkowitz sit over there and talk with Land about exactly what they're trying to get accomplished.
Yeah, they just took him and dunked him out, so they bring McCracken and Williams back. And you're right, they're talking to Land over there, two of them. He and Mike Sesley both talking to him. There's a pass out straight away with it. They go left wing to McCracken. McCracken starts to drive, cut off, picks his dribble up, goes in the corner to Williams. Williams in the left corner, bounces on the left wing to McBride, fakes a handoff, drives to the baseline, shoots a fallaway, 12-footer,
what
got it!
Shot.
Boy, tough shot off of one leg for Miles McBride, who's got 7, and Moeller's lead is back to 7. 24-17 as we hit exactly 3 minutes to go in the first half.
You don't know how difficult
that
shot
was
off one leg.
Falling backwards.
Deep short, kind of in the short corner.
That was very NBA-like. Here's Sneed in the left wing. Looking in, now drives into the lane, takes it all the way low on the right, put it up and in off the window. Nice drive for Jason Sneed. It's 24-19 as McBride back in a hurry, bounces to a cutting frame. He has it poked away from him by Pierce, loose on the floor, and I think we're going to get a jump ball. And the possession arrow, I think, is going to go Centerville's way, and it will.
Just mishandled that one on the way down. Was looking at looking inside instead of catching the ball, and just went off Freem's knee.
I don't think I'd want the timeout if I was Brooke. I think that's what he's arguing. I think I'd just take the jump ball here.
Absolutely.
Save your timeout.
Absolutely. Save the timeout. I mean, Bride leads all scores right now with 7.
Full court pressure, having a hard time getting it in. They finally do to Ballard. He says, get out of here. I'll take it up myself. And he will, with Ship giving him plenty of room. Skips into the forecourt, passes on the right wing with it to Sneed. Throws a pass. It's intercepted by McCracken. He just jumped up and took it right away. Foot race the other way. McCracken has it poked away. Gets it lower on the left. His shot, though, blocked by Mitchell. And it's recovered by Sneed. It's a 3-on-2 the other way. Sneed drives under. Euro step layup. No good. And a defensive rebound comes down to Ship. Back comes Moeller in a hurry. Now Ship says, hang on a second. Let's slow this down. Gives it off to Williams. Back to McBride.
It's up and down right now. They're getting after it. A lot of action on the floor right now.
Right,
the kids
line,
are working hard.
They go to the corner with it to Ship. Goes in the right wing to Frame. Frame throws it back out to Ship. Ship on the right wing. Wants to throw it in the frame. Throws it straight away to Alex Williams instead. He goes left wing to McBride. Clears it out near the timeline to Ship. Ship now dribbles to the left. Nobody is there. Drives all the way to the baseline. Spins back out. Good defense by Centerville. Moeller pretty patient with a 5-point lead under 2 minutes to go in the half. There's McBride on the right wing. Dribbles out between the circles. Plays it high on the left to McCracken. Goes left wing to Frame. Frame gets the ball poked at. Drives in. Kicks it off to Williams. Williams head fakes. He takes a drive all the way left to the lane. Lays it up and in. He went right past Jai and laid it in with the left hand.
Great move. Great move down the middle by Williams. He just he saw he had it and got a foot around Jai and got right to the rim just before he could get there.
Doesn't look quick. 6'4 and thick, but boy, he went right around Jai, and Jai couldn't get that block shot. 7 for Williams, and Moeller's lead back to 7 as we approach a minute to go in the half. Here's Ballard on the left wing, works behind us. Jai screen, picks his dribble up now, looking for somebody to throw it to. Throws it on the left sideline with it to Mitchell. Mitchell dribbles a couple of times, comes straight back out, and throws it out between the circles to Ballard. Ballard looking for cutters. Throws it to Sneed. Sneed throws it back to Mitchell high on the left. Mitchell turns, squares up. Now he walks out between the circles, goes right wing with it to Sneed. Sneed drives behind the screen, top of the key. Moeller switches it, goes right wing with it They try to throw it now down inside Jai. The ball poked away from behind by Freem, who came from the weak side and stole it away, and now a reach-in foul in the backcourt. Going to go against Ryan Ballard from Centerville.
Well, I tell you what, Freem just anticipated that from the backside and came in and helped and tipped it away, and nice play by Freem defensively.
So 36.2 seconds. Here's the thing now. Moeller will get the next possession arrow. They could go for the last shot here of the first half and have first possession of the second half and extend this lead to maybe double digits.
That's a good point, Skinny, and we'll see them probably take advantage of the last shot, like you said.
30 seconds to go in the half. Here's Ship. He wants to dribble out. That was the 16th foul, by the way, on Centerville. Here's Freem on the right wing. Clears it out to McBride with 22 seconds. Left wing to McCracken. McCracken starts to drive in. Cut off. Throws a pass. It's knocked down, but Williams rescues it. He drives again on Jai. Head fake and drew foul. Got Jai off his feet, and Jai picks up the personal. Good move by Williams. It was almost the same exact thing he did on the play before. Jai that time caught up. So Williams head faked him. Got Jai off his feet and drew the foul.
Well, here's what's happening. They're clearing that lane, and Williams is coming up hard from the low block to the high elbow. And as Jai comes up to defend him, he's just back cutting him really hard and getting back to the basket. The other thing I'm watching Centerville do here, Skinny, is Centerville, every time they close out on the wing, they're closing out on the top side and forcing everything to the baseline.
Because they know they got the shot blocker
there. Because they've got the shot blocker there. That's exactly right.
Williams' second free throw rolls out. The rebound defensively comes down to Mitchell. So 27-19 Moeller, 12 seconds to go in the half. Here's Pierce. Moeller's got a foul to give if they want to give it. McBride looking like he was trying to. Here's Pierce driving. McBride trying to foul him, and I think they finally did get the foul on McBride. McBride was trying to foul.
Yeah, because they had the foul to give.
And that's only the first on Miles McBride. As Land and Duncan are going to come back. That's just the 15th foul. So Moeller could do this again. See if Curran or McCracken try to give the next foul. It'll be triggered to the left of the basket, under the basket. Ballard will be the trigger man with 5.5 seconds to go in the half. He gets it, slaps it. Want to throw a lob for Jai, wasn't there. Still looking. Lobs it in the lane for Jai. Poked away by McBride. Jai gets it. The foul line turns, and I believe we're going to get a foul on Duncombe, I believe, yes. So that's going to be the 16th foul on Moeller. Paul Kramer didn't like that call. But 2.7. Now there's no fouls left to give, and Centerville will again inbound it. This time, instead of the left of their basket, it'll be to the right of their basket. It'll be Ballard again to trigger.
They'll look to that lob at the front of the rim. There it is.
It is. They get it in the lane. Jai head fake, puts it up off the window too hard, and the horn sounds to end the first half. Jai had a great look at it. Got 2 feet out right in the lane, but banked it too hard. So Moeller pushed in the first half. And we'll take a 27-19 lead into the locker room at halftime. Coming up, Jai Schivoni will join Rob Ebel for halftime. And at halftime, the score once again from the Cintas Center in this Division I regional championship game, the Final Four in Ohio on the line, a berth in that next week in Columbus. It's Moeller 27, Centerville 19. This is Moeller Crusaders basketball from ESP Media, and it's powered by Sidearm Sports.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com/radio for more information.
Let's just keep playing this song.
Welcome back to the Cintas Center. I'm Rob Ebel with Jai Schivoni. The Crusaders lead at halftime, 27-19 here in the regional final of the OHSAA basketball tournament. Jai,
hey,
how
Rob.
Are we doing?
We're doing good. How are we doing today?
It was a very intense first half.
Two good teams, best two teams in Southwest Ohio, and we played like it. They're good. We're good.
You know what I loved about the confidence that Centerville's playing with?
Yeah.
Their defensive intensity.
Yeah.
You know, I got a text from one of the Moeller coaches saying, here comes, goes the run. I said, nope. I think Centerville's defense is too tough for Moeller to make a big run like we've done during the tournament.
Right. I mean, you know, people are going to think of what happened in January, and that was a long, long time ago. They're a different team. We're
yes.
a different team. We knew this was going to be a very hard-fought, close-to-the-vest game, and the team that makes the most plays at the end will be playing next week. So.
You know, one of the reasons I love this game tonight is showing what great coaching does for both programs. you know, what Centerville, what we saw earlier in the year, right, and what they've done for right. 17 games since then, what their coaching staff done, and what the Moeller coaching staff has done with their season.
And we're certainly going to brag on our coaching staff, but Brick Cups, he's a great coach, and we spent a lot of time with those guys in the offseason.
Right.
And they're great guys, and it's good we're playing them now. We don't want to play them, though. So, you know, we're going to play this last half. We got to do a couple things differently. They got the ball to the rim too many times the first half.
Yes.
I'm sure Danny and Suss are in there right now saying we got to build the wall, keep them out of the paint. They made their first two threes, but, you know, they're going to make a couple more threes.
There was a couple backdoor cuts there in the second quarter, that we struggled a little bit. And more coaches made a change and discussed what needed to get done once he went back in.
It was more of a personnel breakdown, an assignment breakdown by one guy.
Yep.
But we're going to fix that.
Yeah, no question.
So we have to keep them. I mean, if you remember the other night, we got killed on the offensive glass.
Right.
And they got one off that long three right there at the end.
That was about a 30-footer.
Yeah. So we're doing a better job of keeping them off the glass. Offensively, we picked up a little bit better the second quarter. We're just going to continue to grind this out. We've got a couple things that we could do if it get, you know, with our defensive pressure. We haven't really turned it up yet. So, what are we up?
Their
up
defensive
eight.
Rebounds were very aggressive
right.
there. They
right.
did a nice job on the defensive end. I put notes down about Pierce and Mitchell. Very solid half for Centerville.
They're athletic.
Yep.
They're quick. The big guy is really good.
Jai.
This is the, you know, when you're playing for the trip to Columbus, these are the two best teams left. And they're playing like it, and we're playing like it. We're
going to
play
game.
A little better. It's a great game. Being up at half by eight, you know, we played
it could
the last
be a lot
couple
closer
minutes.
If a couple of those right. Around the rim balls go down
right.
for Centerville.
Right.
Things would be a little closer
right.
than we are right now.
We shot the ball better the second quarter. We guarded a little bit better the second quarter. We're going to have to come out the third quarter, exert our will a little bit.
Sure.
Be a little. I always talk. It seems like I'm always talking about defensive rebound. Be a little more patient on offense. If we do that, we'll get the shots that we want to take, and we think our high percentage offense, we're going to make most of the shots we take. We haven't turned it over. I think we had four turnovers. One of them, well, we have four. One of them was bad. The rest of them in the course of the game.
I love watching Miles McBride play.
I say it every – Miles is a special player. I hope we get a chance to watch him 2.5 more games because we deserve – the chance to watch him play. He's just a special player. And the shots he's making.
West Virginia's getting a gem.
Yeah, he can control the game so many ways, defensively, offensively, and we're going to need him to play his best half here.
Well, hopefully we have another halftime discussion on Friday of next week, Jai.
I'm planning on it.
If we don't, it's been a great season. We appreciate you coming over every halftime, and hopefully.
Can I say a quick shout out to my man Tony Rack, who I know he's listening somewhere on a road trip somewhere. He was here the other night. He says he loves
wearing
listening.
Wearing that purple.
He said he loves listening to us. So, Tony, if you're listening, we're going to pull this one back. Pull it out.
Jai, thanks for coming
over,
man. Hopefully see you next Friday.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. This is Rob Ebel and Jai Schiavone. We're at the Cintas Center on Xavier University's campus. The Moeller Crusaders are leading 27-19 here at half. We'll be back with Richard Skinner and Kent McKenzie to recap the first half, and we will be right back.
Alabama Fish Bar, the Taste of Cincinnati 2017 winner. Alabama Fish Bar, located in Over the Rhine at 1601 Race Street, Cincinnati. Go to alabamafishbar.com to learn more about this 26-year-old staple serving the freshest fish in historic downtown Cincinnati. Open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Closed all major holidays.
This is your life, Jack. Fully educated, forced to live on the poor side of town. your daughter tonight. This pretty little girl in a worn out blues that had been handed me down.
Welcome back here to the Cintas Center on the campus of Xavier University. Richard Skinner along with Kent McKenzie. Thanks again to Rob Ebel, our executive producer engineer, and Jai Schiavone for their discussion at halftime. At halftime, Moeller with a 27-19 lead. Statistically, in the first half, Moeller shot an even 50% from the field overall. Hit 3 of 5 three-pointers in the first half for 60% and were 80% at the line, going 4 of 5. For Centerville, shot 38.9% from the field in the first half overall, 40% on threes, making 4 of 10 three-point attempts. And free throw-wise, they went just 3 of 5 in the first half for 60%. Individual scoring-wise, Alex Williams led Moeller off the bench with 8. And Kent, before I run down the rest of the scores, it really seemed like they found a set they liked where he got the ball kind of a clear out at the top of the key. He kind of had an either way look to go down the lane. He went left both times, got a left-handed layup one time, and then drew a foul on Jai and made a free throw another time.
Yeah, he just baited Mo to come up a little higher, and as soon as he came up, he just beat him back to the rim because now you've got the shot blocker, you know, away from that rim. And
he's just so much quicker than he looks.
So much quicker, and he's strong. So I think they did find something there, and then, you know, obviously defensively they had a couple breakdowns. And, you know, we mentioned Max. Max Land is one of Moeller's best defenders. He usually
did a great job on
Wheeler
the other night.
Best
Wheeler,
player.
He's
and
the one
I
that guarded
think
him.
He just got and he just got a little – there was a little miscommunication of what they wanted him to do and what he thought Moeller wanted him to do. And, you know, I said something about, you know, him coming down, you know, there 3 straight times. I didn't mean to call him out. Just I think he was confused and they needed to get him back on the same page because they've got to have him on the floor.
No question.
He's one of their absolute best defenders there at Moeller. But Centerville is just playing the game the way they need to play it, to stay in it, to have an opportunity here in the second half. And I love what Brooke Cupps is doing with the team. They're being patient, yet if there's a shot, he's saying, listen, take it. You know, we're not going to sit there and grind it for 30 or 40 seconds. Kind of what Lakota East did and get out of whack and out of rhythm. And I love what he's doing.
Again, Alex Williams with 8 off the bench. Miles McBride had 7. Max Land did have 6 points offensively. 3 apiece for Michael Shipp and Alec Frame. Both hit a three-pointer. Logan Duncombe started, did not score. Will McCracken and Michael Kern both played off the bench and neither one scored. For Centerville, they were led in scoring by Davis Mumaw with 5. Jason Snead had 4. 3 for Caleb Mitchell. Actually, 3 for Matt Pierce. 2 for Mo Jai and 2 for Ryan Ballard. Kevin Archimalo started and did not score in that first half of play. So that's the scoring for Centerville. 27-19, Moeller leads it, and the Crusaders will get the basketball to start the second half of play. They'll come with the same 5 that started. Freem, Shipp, Duncombe, McBride, and Land. And for Centerville, same 5 that started for them. Archimalo, Jai, Mumaw, Pierce, and Caleb Mitchell.
What about Mitchell in the first half?
Defensively, he was outstanding.
He really played well. Had a great first half.
There's a pass top of the key to Land. Drives low to the left. Scoop it up and in and drew the foul.
And that's why they have to Max Land in there.
Well, they brought him right off the baseline. He caught it at the foul line, spun. Duncombe sealed Jai off, and he got a free run to the rim, laid it in and drew the foul on top of it.
Well, that's what you want to do is come out and score early. Put yourself right now. They're up 10. And
Archimalo quickly going to go out 3 seconds into the second half. And back in for him comes Jason Snead.
Put Centerville on their heels just a little bit coming out.
Land with the free throw. Left-hander puts it up and in. That's 9 for Max Land now. Averages just 8 on the season, 5 in the postseason. Moeller full court pressure, and Shipp almost stole it and then couldn't hang on to it and lost it out of bounds.
Yeah, this is where Centerville is going to have a little bit of a struggle is against pressure.
That foul, by the way, was on Archimalo, so that's his 3rd. That's why he came out. They're again having a hard time getting it in. They throw it inside. Land might have got away with a bump. And now they clear it back to Mumaw, who bring it to the front court. Throws it behind him to Pierce. 30-footer straight away. Got it. Wow, that was deep.
God,
I mean, 30 feet.
So good.
Barely inside the X logo.
The low rotation on his ball is perfect. I love left-handers.
30-22. Boy, that was deep, deep.
It was.
I'm not sure I can emphasize how deep that was. And a big needed bucket for Centerville. There's McBride, top of the key, works behind a screen, pull up 18-footer over Jai, barely drew the front of the rim, and the defensive rebound for Mumaw, probably not the best shot in the world. There's a trap of Mumaw, bounces behind him to Pierce. Pierce works it in the front court, now they'll clear out and run some offense. Pierce goes left wing to Mumaugh. They look inside for Jai. Back out straight away. Pierce head fake the three. Got McBride off his feet. And McBride almost stole the dribble away from him. Ball is still being battled for and saved near the timeline by Mitchell. Mitchell between the circles. Drives in. Takes it inside. A reach-in foul. Going to go against Ship, I believe, or Freem, who bumped Mitchell. They're going to give it on... No, hang on. I can't tell if it's a four or five. It's going to go against Freem. So they didn't call the reach-in. They called the bump on Freem. Here's a pass low on the left to Mitchell. Puts it up in traffic and put it up and in over Dunkelman and McBride both.
Caught McBride there. McBride wasn't ready for that one.
Here's Land. Makes a nice catch. Takes it on Jai. Puts it up. No, but drew the foul. Nice body control by Max Land driving on the big fella Jai. Protected his body with a right shoulder. And Max Land going to go up to the line and shoot two free throws. Muller's 11-point lead quickly cut to six.
Yeah, Max Land's come out and really played hard at the beginning of the half. I love his aggressiveness to the basket, but Centerville hitting some nice shots, some big shots here.
Land's free throw perfect. He's 4-for-4 on the night. And first player on either team in double figures with 10. Big night for him after he came in the postseason, averaging just 5.6 a game. 6:45 to go, third quarter. Muller up 31-24. Second foul shot by Land, perfect as well.
This free throw looks so good.
Here's a pass. It's stolen by Land on the inbounds. Oh. He has to dive on it and a timeout, Muller.
Wow.
So Muller stole the inbounds
pass.
Fantastic
hustle there.
And Land dove on it to save it. Then Muller took a timeout to save possession. So the full court pressure starting to bother. Troy Cups wants to know what the deal is. I think that's the right call. Land just dove on the basketball.
Dove on the ball.
He did not fall with it. He just dove on it.
He wanted to travel, I guess.
Unless he thought he fell to the floor, but he didn't. He dove on the ball on the floor. So a 30-second timeout with 6:42 to go here in the third. Well, Max Land had that struggle defensively at the end of the first half, and all of a sudden scored the first 5 points of the second half and just came up with a critical steal.
Got to have him on the court. Like I said, that was uncharacteristic. It was just a little miscommunication earlier, but he's out here playing as well as he has the entire tournament.
No
right
doubt.
Now. So Max is looking good. Centerville, again, they are just doing everything they need to do to stay within striking distance, and very impressed. Pierce just can just shoot it with range.
The last one he made was just absurdly deep. That's a horse shot.
Well, I could
he can shoot it.
He beat me in horse.
Here's Frame to inbound it. Looking, throws it to Land. Wide open, low on the right, laid it in. Then ran a pick-to-pick for set,
yeah,
and he got wide open.
Screener. That's that old-fashioned screen up and screen across.
7 for Land in the half, 13 in the game. And Muller by 10 at 34-24. Pierce holds the basketball and puts both fists together to call a set. Wants to work behind a high screen, does so, but McBride gets through it. Still on the move, takes it to the left baseline, shoots a shot over. McBride, no good, missed it badly. McBride, easy with the rebound. He's back the other way in a hurry. Cut off, though, by Mitchell or by Sneedle on the sideline. Throws it to Freem. Freem drives in, throws up a reverse layup, no good. The rebound to Mitchell. 3-on-2 if they hurry. Now 2-on-1, they throw it ahead to Sneed. Sneed drives in, Euro step shot, put it up, no good, but drew the foul.
Nice move by Sneed. Uh-oh, we're losing some
lights. All of a
sudden,
the lights went out, and now they're back on, and now they're dimming back out. Not sure what's going on here.
Yeah, you're gonna might have to a little stoppage of play here for if that doesn't stop.
Foul gonna go on Land. That'll be the first on Max Land. Now they turn them on even brighter. Or is it just me?
Somebody must be leaning up against the dimmer switch.
Yeah, well now they take the dimmer switch and they jacked it all the way up. I think we're at full candle wattage now, boys and girls. Man, it just got it went really bright.
I may not need my glasses.
Two free throws for Jason Sneed. First one is on the way. Good. He's got 5 now off the bench. 6:02 to go. We've had a lot of action in less than 2 minutes of this second half.
It has been exciting.
Second free throw, not good at all. It barely drew iron, and Duncan with the rebound. Muller by 9 with the ball. Here's Land into the forecourt. Dribbles along the right sideline. Throws it out straight away to McBride. Angles left. Throws it left wing to Freem. Freem starts to drive. Takes it in the lane. Ran over a player.
That's
going to be a charge.
Sure. Absolutely.
Is. And that's going to be 3 now on Alec Freem.
And guess who took the charge?
Caleb Mitchell.
He's everywhere. And he has really stepped up tonight and had one heck of a game both on the offensive and defensive ends of the court.
Carl Kramer not liking the call, but I'll be honest, Freem ran over the defender.
I mean, yeah, he just took him out.
I don't think he even saw him. So Freem going to come out with the 3 fouls. Michael Curran in. Muller came with pressure. They inbound it to Mitchell. Throws it back to the inbounder, Mumaugh, who works it in the front court without any pressure. Muller by 9. Centerville with the basketball. There's Mumaugh, works behind a high screen. Throws it right wing with it to Sneed. Sneed dribbles left. Throws it to the top of the circle to Mitchell. It goes right corner to Sneed. Open 3 off a flare
pretty
screen. Skips off the rim. No. Rebound tip might have gone off of Logan Duncombe. No, they said it went off Jai.
Jai
and Duncombe both battled for it, and they said it went off Jai out of bounds, and it'll be Moeller basketball. It was a great look for Snead. Alex Williams going to come in, and Logan Duncombe going to check out for Moeller. Williams had the big first half off the bench with eight. Moeller's two leading scorers in this game, Max Land with 13 and Alex Williams with eight. There's McBride, works into the front court, goes left wing to Land. Land hasn't made a move. Throws it out top of the key to Williams. Goes left wing to McBride. McBride throws it out straight away to Shipp. Shipp angles to the right on the dribble, hands it to Kern, coming back left. Kern goes left wing with it to McBride, drives to the baseline, cut off, loses his dribble, now picks it up, spins back to the baseline, bounces a pass in the lane to Williams, almost loses it. It's still loose on the floor, but Kern rescues it high on the right. Throws a skip pass to the left to Land. Land drives along the baseline. Takes it on Jai with a floater. No good. Boy, got it off nicely. Nice rebound low on the right by McBride. Clears it out to Curran. So Moeller with another possession here. To McBride. Left wing to Land. Land had a nice look at it on the floater on the baseline. Couldn't get it to go. Land throws out between the circles to Curran. Bounces on the left elbow with it to McBride. Turns and faces. Hasn't made a move yet. McBride looking, throws it high on the right to Land.
There he is.
Land throws it down inside, low on the right to Williams, turns and lays it in.
Wow, flex cut off the baseline there from the right elbow down to that left block. The left block set up the flex cut, and Williams came right off the short corner. He was wide open underneath the basket.
He's got 10. He and Land have combined for 23. And Moeller's lead is 36-25 with 4:30 to go. Here's a drive, and McBride almost took it away. It's loose
Land
on the floor, or actually Land, and they're going to get Land for a foul. As Land knocked it away, and then Snead was able to rescue it, then Land knocked his feet out from under him, and Max Land will pick up his second foul. It'll be the fourth on Moeller as Logan Duncombe will come back. Ballard comes back, Ryan Ballard back for Centerville as Mumaugh goes out. Alex Williams goes out with Duncan coming back in. A little offense, defense with a dead ball possession here perhaps.
Yeah, it's great hustle by Land. He was on the ground. I think it was just one of those where he just the wrong place, wrong time. He just couldn't get out of the way, and had to call it on somebody because it took his feet out from under him.
There's a pass low on the left. Maybe he got away with a walk. Down inside that time, and they're going to get a foul instead. Snead got a defender off his feet. It looked like he might have shuffled his feet when he did, but Logan Duncombe going to call for the foul. His second, it'll be Jason Snead at the line to shoot two. The inbound pass came way out near the timeline to Mitchell, who made a great pass, a bullet to low on the left to a wide open Snead.
Yeah, there's a breakdown defensively, but Snead, just
barely
great.
Drew rim.
Yeah, barely drew rim, but great shot fake. Got Duncombe off his feet, but Duncombe was smart. He just came on down and just said, hey, you're not getting the layup, you're not getting the three-point play, and just kept him from getting the ball to the rim.
Archimalo comes back. I think the big guy Jai going to take a breather. Duncombe also out as Alex Williams came right back in for Moeller with an offensive possession upcoming here. Clock stop with 4:08 to go here in the third. Moeller 36-25. Snead second free throw. Skips around the rim and dances in. He's got six, and Moeller's lead is 10 at 36-26. There's McBride in a hurry back the other way. Throws it out to Curran, goes left wing to Land. Land throws it between the circles to Shipp, right wing to McBride. Throws it out straight away to Curran. Curran dribbles left, hands it off to Land. Land hasn't made a move yet. Slings it out high on the right to McBride. Throws it out high on the left to Curran. Curran dribbles coming right. Look for a back cut, nothing there. Now works behind a Williams screen. Drives in, cut off, clears it out straight away to Shipp. Moeller running a little clock up 10. Here's McBride, dribbles right, now dribbles back left, gets in the lane.
You look at Williams.
Goes in the
inside.
Corner, wide open, Shipp for three. No good. And the rebound though by Land, who put it back up. No, rebound low on the right, Alex Williams. He powers it back up and in.
Land went skyward for
sure
that.
Sure did.
And couldn't get the basket, but he threw it up and just kept it up for grabs, and Williams was able to get there.
And with Jai not in the game, he was able to power that one back in. Moeller by 12 as we approach 3 minutes to go in the third. Here's Pierce. Dribbles to the top of the key, throws up the left wing with it to Mitchell. Mitchell hasn't made a move. Now he dribbles a couple times out, throws it straight away to Pierce. McBride comes way out to pick him up. They go left wing to Mitchell. Mitchell starts to drive to the baseline, cut off by Land. Now dribbles back out, throws it out straight away to Pierce. Pierce goes in the corner with it to Snead. Snead looking for somebody to throw it to, bounces low on the left with it. Mitchell trying to back in on Land, wheels into the lane with a shot that's blocked by McBride. And Land gets the rebound and then gets fouled in the backcourt by Ballard.
Actually, I think it was Snead.
Yeah, they were both there.
Yeah, let's see. I'm not sure. No, I think that got Snead.
It is going to be Snead's first. As back comes the big fella, Jai. And Archimalo with the three fouls will go out.
Let's see a little bit of pressure here by Mitchell on McBride.
McBride throws it left wing with it to Shipp. Shipp throws it in the corner to Land. Land bounces a pass to Williams, made a rescue, back out to Land. Throws it low on the left, Williams. Wheels inside, throws a pass in the corner. They swing it around to McBride in the right wing. Nice shot by McCracken to swing that one out, or make it current. Back out to land straight away. Fuller by 12 with the basketball. Here's a pass on the left wing to McBride. McBride throws top of the key to Williams. Williams dribbles right, hands it to Ship, coming back left. Ship goes in the right corner to Curran. Curran looking inside for Williams, dumps it down to him on the right block. Williams hasn't made a move. Wheels into the lane.
Yeah,
and he got called for a hook. Sure did. Alex Williams tried to make a move on the big fella Jai, and he hooked him. Was trying to spin left and hooked him with the right hand, and that'll be the foul on Alex Williams, his second. And Moeller getting a little bit of foul trouble here.
Yeah, I like the idea. I like Williams trying to use his feet to get advantage, but he definitely reached the arm around and hooked Jai.
In Division II, late in the third quarter, match midway through the third quarter, Purcell Marion in a Division II regional final leads Anna 40-35. The winner of this Moeller Centerville game, by the way, is going to play St. Edward, a 71-53 winner over Green, and that'll be in the 6 p.m. state semifinal game next or a week, this coming Friday, March 22nd in Columbus. Here's Pierce trying to work it up on McBride as we hit 2 minutes to go here in the third. Moeller by 12. Pierce throws it high on the left to Ballard. Ballard throws it back out to Pierce, high on the right. Back out straight away with it to Mumaugh. Mumaugh throws it down low on the right, wide open. Ballard had his shot blocked, got the rebound back, no good. Jai gets the offensive rebound. He's in some traffic, puts it up, no. Duncombe tips the rebound, saved by Ship.
Wow, just a great battle underneath.
Goes it ahead to Curran, who races into the forecourt. Curran still on the move, kicks it right corner. McCracken, his three on the way. Wade missed it long. Duncombe tips the rebound inbounds and rescues it along the sideline. Great hustle by Logan. Duncombe to rescue that basketball.
Yeah, both ends of the court. Logan really working hard down on the defensive end and then offensive end as well. Saved the possession.
Here's Ship on the left wing. Throws it out straight away on the right to McBride. Right side to Curran. Throws a bad pass that got knocked out of bounds by Pierce, and Moeller retained the basketball with a minute 12 to go here in the third, up by 12. As Alec Freem with three fouls, but an offensive possession going to come in, and Curran going to go out. So rolling the dice a little bit. Alex Williams looks like he's going to come back for Logan Duncombe and will. So Moeller with a minute 12. It'll be Freem the trigger man, I believe. Let's see who's going to trigger it in. That's going to be McBride along the left baseline. Slaps it, looking, comes in the right corner, has the ball tipped. They were trying to set Williams up for a three in the corner, but it was knocked out of bounds.
Mumon was on the ball and was able to knock it out. He tried to throw it under the basket across to the other corner, and Mumon knocked it back out of bounds.
Caleb Mitchell comes back, Sneed sits down, is now Freem will be the inbounds trigger man, looking, comes on the left side, and here's Williams, 18-footer wide open, got it. Didn't get quite to the three-point line, but Alex Williams got the 18-foot jumper to go. He's got 14, and Moeller's lead is 14 at 40-26 with exactly a minute to go in the third.
Such a soft shot. Gosh.
Plays with such confidence, just a sophomore. Here's Mumaugh straight away, dribbles between his legs, goes left wing to Pierce. Pierce having a hard time getting a shot off of legs. They've come out on it. Out straight away to Mitchell. Faces up, goes left wing to Ballard, throws it low on the left for Jai. Jai trying to back in the smaller Williams, does in the lane, spins with an 8-footer, missed it badly, and then on the rebound, Ship
Mitchell.
Got fouled from behind. Either Mitchell or Mumaugh both were there. Jai just forcing stuff right now.
Yeah, they got Mitchell on that when he came in, and the old call was over the back, but it was a push in the back.
I got Mike Jones listening tonight. Hopefully we'll see him up in Columbus. So here's Moeller with the ball and a 14-point lead that they've kind of grinded out here. Here's McCracken, goes left wing to Freem, almost dropped it out of bounds, but was able to hold on to it. Throws it high on the right to McBride. McBride dribbles left wing, looked at a back cut, but wasn't there. Works behind a Williams screen, now throws it high on the right to Freem. Now he angles back left, gives it off to Ship coming back right. Ship now goes back left, hands it off to McBride, who works it right out near the giant exit center circle with 12 seconds to go. Pierce is on him. With McBride starting to move, down to 8 seconds. McBride drives right wing. Pierce still guarding him. Shake and bake dribble. Pulls up. Throws a pass. It's intercepted by Ballard. 2 seconds. Ballard in a foot race. And Ship bumped him out high. That's going to be, I believe, the one and one. With 0.9 to go, Ship probably thought he had a foul to give. He did not.
Not a smart foul.
And that's going to be team foul number 7, personal foul number 3. And it'll be Ryan Ballard at the line for the one and one.
And Ballard read that. I mean, Moeller runs that set a lot at the end of a quarter or half, and where Freem sets the screen and pops out, and Ballard read it perfect.
Free throw is missed. Jai with the rebound, puts it back up at the buzzer, back rim, no.
Wow.
And the frustration continues for the big guy, Jai, who's now just 1 of 7 in the game from the field. And after three quarters of play now, Moeller trying to make it a 27-0 record and advance to the Final Four for the third straight year, and the Crusaders are leading. It's Moeller 40, Centerville 26. As we head to quarter number 4, this is Moeller Crusaders basketball from ESP Media, powered by Sidearm Sports.
Enjoying tonight's broadcast but missed the first 30 minutes? No need to worry. Appointment listening for all ESP Media broadcasts can be found at soundcloud.com/ESP Media or subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. Search for ESP Media. Appointment listening by ESP Media since 2010.
At Robert Half, we know finding the right employees is a job in itself, and it's a job we love. You see, Robert Half isn't just a staffing firm. We're people. People who believe in finding the right people to fit your company's needs. Because employees who are a good fit are more productive, more engaged. Finding a great candidate isn't easy, but at Robert Half, we know it's possible. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Moeller had just two players score in that third quarter of play. Max Land had 7 points. Alex Williams had six. Through three quarters of play, Moeller 15-31 from the field overall, 3 of 7 on threes. Centerville just 9 of 28 and 3 of 7 on threes as well. And Moeller with a 40-26 lead. Centerville's basketball as we start quarter number four. There's Ballard on the right wing dribbling, throws it out straight away to Pierce. Pierce got some room to fire the three. No good back of the rim, though, rebounded by Mitchell. Drives in the lane, puts one up off the glass, hard and banked it up and in.
Nice aggressive rebound and then move back to the basket by Mitchell.
Mitchell has seven.
He's all over the place.
And it's 40-28 Moeller. Here's McBride. It's McBride, Ship, Williams, Land, Freem. The five on the floor for Moeller. Here's a cut for Land. Low on the left.
Wow,
scooped it up and in.
Great pass by Ship and a good move off the screen there by Land and finished with the left hand.
He's got 15. Alex Williams has 14 on a night when Freem and McBride have combined for 10. Moeller still has a 14-point lead. There's a bounce pass on the right side with it to Mumaw, works behind a screen, top of the key, thought about a three, now goes in the corner to Pierce, head fakes, drives, pull up 15-footer right side, front of the rim, dances off, and finally rebounded by Alec Freem for Moeller. Danced around a bunch, ahead to McBride. McBride dribbles, bounces off the cutting right. Freem, who lays it up and in.
I tell you what, Freem looked eye to eye to McBride, then went over to the left-hand lane. McBride never unlocked
perfect
his eyes
pass
on him. It just, boom, perfect bounce pass across the lane.
It's now 44-28 Moeller. Here is Pierce, dribbles out straight away to Mitchell. Mitchell dribbles in and ran over a player, but I think we're going to get a foul. No, they're going to get the block. I thought maybe Ship might have reached in, but they're going to call the blocking violation. Is that Land?
Yeah, they're going to get Land.
That'll be three on Max Land as Centerville is in the bonus. It's the 18th foul on Moeller, 6:39 to go with the clock stopped, and it'll be the 1-1 upcoming for Caleb Mitchell as Snead comes back. Ballard goes out for Centerville.
Another aggressive move there by Mitchell.
Mitchell with seven. He actually is the scoring leader right now for Centerville with those 7 points. But 1 of 3 at the line. 1-1 upcoming with 6:39 to go. Free throw is up. No good. Back of the rim. And the rebound comes down to Freem. Throws a long lead pass. It's intercepted by Pierce and saved back inbounds.
Good
play. Nice
by
read
Pierce.
By Pierce.
Yes.
Saves it to Mumaw. Lobs it for Mitchell, who stuffs it with two hands.
Beautiful play. Mumaw, great pass. And Mitchell went up and got it and put it down on the right hand side.
And Brooke Cupp's going to take a 30-second timeout to probably get some defense set. We'll keep it here. So 6:29 to go. Let's get you set on what's going on. Foul-wise, possession arrow, and everything else. Moeller leads it by 14. That's the big number, 44-30. Crusaders have committed 18 fouls, so one more for a 1-1, and then the second one will be double bonus. Centerville has committed just 4 fouls in the second half. Timeout-wise, now Centerville has 3 timeouts left. Moeller still has 4. At the Moeller shooting 51.5% from the field. Centerville just 34.4%. Turnover-wise, Centerville's only committed 6 turnovers in the game to 9 for Moeller, so they've taken care of the basketball, just haven't made shots.
Yeah, they.
And some of that's because they're contested.
Correct, and you look at the 3-point field goal percentage, 42.9 for Moeller and 37.5 for Centerville. So both teams shooting pretty good from the 3-point land.
There's McBride, takes it all the way down inside and laid it in. Boy, he went coast to coast and nobody stopped him.
I think Mitchell thought he was going to pull up and stopped guarding there for a minute, and then McBride just took another hard step and got to the rim.
9 for McBride. There's a pass to Snead, drives in, cut off, moves towards the top of the circle, throws it out left side to Mumaw. On the left wing, throws it out straight away with it to Ballard, back to Mumaw, drives on Ship, takes it inside, cut off. Gives it off to Mitchell, drives in the lane, fakes, kicks it out. Here's an open three right side. Mumaw got it.
Wow. Great, great penetration and kickback by Mitchell to Mumaw. And beautiful shot. Mumaw squared it up and let it go, and it looked good from the time he left his hands.
46-33, Moeller by 13 with 5:40 to go in the game. Here's Land. Spins, angles left, flips it to McBride, coming back right. McBride now spins back left, and now is just going to clear straight out of the way. There's left wing to Land. Land drives on a defender, takes it down inside, spins, got knocked around, puts a shot up, no good, rebound tip. They're going to get Land for going over the top.
He sure did.
And not a good decision there by Land to go after that defensive offensive rebound. He'll pick up foul number four. More importantly, Centerville going to get a chance to score some points with the clock stop with 5:26 to go.
Yeah, Land was aggressive to the basket. I thought he Mouan stepped in there, and I thought might have taken the charge, and they didn't call anything, so Land went up, and then good position by Centerville on the board, and McBride on the follow, or sorry, Land on the follow-up just went over the back and actually pushed in the back.
Kramer talking to Land, and Land puts his arm around his coach. I'm sure he's telling him the shot probably wasn't the best, and the decision to go get the rebound probably wasn't the best. Free throw missed, the third straight 1-1 that Centerville's missed. As he went in and out for Mitchell, who's struggling badly at the line. Now, he's played a great game, but has struggled at the line. Just 1-5 now. Here's McBride starts to drive, and then Mitchell tried to poke it away. Mitchell going to call for the reach-in foul.
Yeah, that's only going to be his third, so he's okay. But he's working hard out there against McBride.
Just the fifth team foul, so not bonus yet.
You know, I was talking about Troy McCracken playing for Dayton, and then you know how thrilled he must have been watching his son
Here's
play.
A reach in what about Walt? What about
Walt McBride watching his son Miles play here at Xavier? I mean, got some lineages here going.
There's Miles McBride heading to play his college basketball at West Virginia, but as Kent mentioned, dad played here at Xavier. There's an inbounds pass. They give it to a cutting Ship. He drives under low on the right, scored, and laid it in. Yeah, they threw the inbounds pass to the foul line to Williams, and then Ship just sprinted off the right wing, caught a bounce pass, laid it in, and drew the foul.
Yeah, I think Ship rolled his ankle when he came down that left ankle.
He isn't going to come out without shooting his free throw, though, I'll tell you that, because he raced right to the foul line.
No, they're going to get him out, though, as soon as he makes this free throw. Actually,
Mitchell
no.
got the foul. It'll be his third. Land comes back for Curran. Surprising four fouls. Jai getting ready to come back in a moment for Centerville. And Jai is going to come back for Centerville. Let's see what he comes in for. He'll come in for Ryan Ballard.
Yeah, you know, Walt McBride, he was as an aggressive a player that ever played at Xavier. He would flat. I played a little bit when I was younger, some pickup ball in the summers with him. I'll tell you what, you didn't want to get that guy upset. He would rip the rim off and take you with it. You know, Miles is obviously a great player like his dad, and McCracken is coming on really well, just like his father.
Free throw is good for Ship to complete the three-point play as Logan Duncan comes back for Alex Williams, and Muller's lead is back to 16 as we hit exactly 5 minutes remaining. Here's Mumaw, throws it right wing, Snead, head fakes a three, drives on McBride, takes it low on the right. McBride just picked his pocket and took it away. Snead probably should have shot the three, tried to drive it instead. McBride took it right away from it. McBride back settles the offense down. Trying to drive on Snead at the moment, and a timeout for Carl Kramer, a 30-second timeout with 4:46 to go. We'll keep it here with Moeller up 49-33. Snead probably should have shot that three.
Yeah, it looks like we're going to go, it is a 30.
And Moeller now has got only three full timeouts left. I believe that's the same for Centerville. Both coaches have called both of their 30s. Each team with three timeouts left. Moeller's committed 19 fouls, Centerville 6. So the next foul for Moeller, or excuse me, for Centerville, will put Moeller at the line for the 1-1. Centerville really has hurt itself in the line, Kent. 5 of 12 and 3 of those misses here in the second half were front ends of the bonus.
Yeah, and that really hurt them because they got opportunities to get points with the clock not ticking and just couldn't take advantage. And I think, Mitchell might have missed the three of those, as a matter of fact.
They are looking at Ship's left ankle. He's sitting on the bench. Trainer's over there trying to flex it, so he's out for the moment. Moeller comes back with Duncan, Curran, Land, McBride, and Freem. Centerville has Mitchell, Mumaw, Jai, Pierce, and Snead. They're 5-4.
Yeah,
here's an inbounds pass to Land.
They're looking at his knee also over there.
Yeah, they are. Land thought about driving it, thought better of it, clears it out to McBride. That's usually a safe decision. Throws it high on the top of the key to Duncan, turns and squares. Looking for somebody to throw to. Gives it off to McBride. Throws it high on the right to Freem. Right wing, he goes to Curran. They missed the cutting McBride, but Moeller able to work some more clock. Here's Land. Dribbles right. Hands it to McBride. McBride works behind a Duncan screen. Just clears himself out of there to give some room. Down to 4:20 to go. McBride angles left. Hands it off to Curran. Coming back right. Curran bump. No call. Clears himself away. Hands it back off to McBride. Clears it out high on the right to Freem. Goes right wing to Land. Land clears it out straight away. Dunkum. Dunkum angles to the left of the dribble. Hands it to Freem, coming back right. And Freem throws it out high on the right to McBride. Just going for a layup or nothing else. McBride drives left, and he got bumped. And that foul is going to go against Caleb Mitchell. That'll be his fourth, and it'll be Miles McBride at the line for the 1-1.
Well,
with 3:57 to go,
this is where you have to take care of the basketball. You have to hit your free throws. You have to make sure that you maintain possession and you take advantage of anything that Centerville might have to give you. And Skinny, like you've always said, it's just setting up for back cuts.
Yeah, that's
you got to overplay because you got to get steals.
Bride with a 1-1 puts it up, rattling it home. That was not the prettiest looking one, but he got it to stay down. He's now got 10 back in double figures for the 6'2 senior. Third Moeller player in double figures tonight. Land has 15, Alex Williams 14, and Bride with 10, trying to make it 11, and it does just that. Moeller now 10 of 11 at the line on the night. They lead by 18 with 3:56 to go at 51-33.
Yeah, a little run here by Moeller has bumped him up a little bit more here in the lead.
Here's Sneed, goes off to Moomaw on the left wing and try to throw it down for Jai, and Land kicked it away, and Centerville will take it back inbounds with 3:44 to go.
Well, Centerville's gonna have to score quick, so as soon as they get an open shot, they'll take it.
Here's Mitchell working behind a screen, top of the key. Dunkum switches it. They throw it down inside, but poked away by Curran, rescued by Pierce. He drives inside, puts up an 8-footer in the lane, got it.
Good move by Pierce. Good left hand, drive left, pull up. Finish with the left hand.
Back comes McBride all the way with a high arching layup. No, Dunkum with the follow, but actually they called a foul on the drive. So McBride's going to get a couple of free throws. Couldn't hear the whistle blow. And that's going to be the fifth personal foul on Caleb Mitchell. He's going to foul out. And I thought, other than the free throw shoot, he quit himself very nicely. Finished with 9 points, 8 rebounds, a block shot, and a steal. And out he goes. With
he
five personal fouls, the 6'3 senior.
He played as hard as he could possibly play for his last game. As hard as he possibly could play.
Yeah, get some hugs from the entire coaching staff as he walks down, and now it looks like maybe in tears as he hugs one of the assistants. Free throw by McBride's up and good. Alex Williams back for Moeller. Logan Duncan will go out with 3:29 to go. And now he's Mitchell going down the line, hugging all his teammates. Ship. Looked like he wanted to come back in. He tested his knee and ankle, and actually he is going to come back. He sat down on the bench for a second, and Carl Kramer said, "You good?" He says yes as the second free throw rattles in for McBride, and Ship will come in, and Curran will go out with 3:29 to go. Moeller up 53-35.
Well, they know Centerville has to foul, so they're going to put their best free throw shooters in the game right now.
Here is Ballard trying to work it up against McBride. Stutter steps, comes in across the timeline, bounces on the left wing with it to Moomaw. Moomaw cut off as he tried to drive, looking for somebody to throw it to. Throws it all the way to the right corner. Here's a three for Sneed on the way. No good. Alex Williams jumped too early, missed the rebound. Shot put back up. No good. Blocked out of there, but Pierce rescues it. Flips in the corner. Moomaw open three. No good. And Alec Freem chases down the defensive rebound. Then he loses it. Rescues it near the sideline and throws it away right to Moomaw.
Good hustle.
Moomaw clears it to Pierce. 30-footer. That's an air ball. Finally, from as deep as he shot it, the air ball one. McBride with the defensive rebound. Throws it ahead for Freem, and it goes off his hands and out of bounds.
And yeah, a little helter-skelter like, there. Yeah, a little helter-skelter there. Just needed to kind of slow it down and didn't need to advance it up the court. Moeller just needs to take care of the basketball. But good hustle by Centerville.
Horn sounded inadvertently. They're just going to let him play on. That's probably a good decision. Here is a drive by Ballard. Works behind a screen, top of the key. Moeller switches. They throw it down to Jai low on the right. He juggles it and loses the basketball. Turnover comes back the other way. Land throws it to Alex Williams. Wide open underneath, lays it in.
Great pass.
And a timeout for Moeller. They're going to have to take a full timeout. We'll take one with them. That's 16 in the game now for Alex Williams, and it's all Moeller now. 2:35 to go in the game. Moeller 55, Centerville 35. This is the Division I Regional Championship game. From ESP Media, Moeller Crusaders Basketball, powered by Sidearm Sports.
Are you looking to produce your own podcast? ESP Media has state-of-the-art audio and video production studios available for you. Our studio rental rates are the most competitive in town. Contact us today at sales@espmediasn.com or 513-655-4966. That's 513-655-4966. It's your podcast. We just produce it.
Back here at Xavier University Cintas Center, Richard Skinner, Kent McKenzie, producer-engineer Rob Ebel. Moeller 55-35, and this has been one of those games, Kent, where you felt like Centerville's played pretty well, but just can't get on a run offensively, and Moeller just picks at you with 6-2 runs and 6-0 runs.
And that's what they've done all year.
And that's what they've kind of done.
Yeah. I want to wish the Mount Notre Dame Cougars best of luck. They're just now tipping it off in the state final.
Going for what, championship number seven, right?
Against Pickerington Central.
Here's Ballard on a drive against McBride. Laid it in. McBride fouled him. He just took it right to the rack on McBride. Laid it in with the left hand. McBride then bumped him in the air and picked up the foul. So a chance for a three-point play for Ryan Ballard.
Yeah, great move by Ryan. And he just took it hard to the rack and finished against one of the better players in the state. Nice job.
Ballard for the free throw. No good. Boy, the free throw woes for Centerville. 5 of 13 at the line now. And again, three of the misses, one front end to the bonus. And we're trying to run some clock here, I would assume. Here's Ship on the right wing. Dribbles out between the circles. Clears it out to McBride. Goes left wing to Land. Land starts to make a move. Clears it out top of the key to Williams.
Centerville is not fouling.
Goes to Freem. Back out to Ship with 2:05 to go. Ship throws a bad pass. It's knocked down, taken away by Ballard. Ballard against Ship one-on-one. Crossover step to the left side, and then Ship fouled it. Well, Ship made a bad pass. Did a good job to get back and try to square up defensively, but Ballard with a couple of nice drives. To go back to the line to shoot two with exactly 2 minutes to go. Moeller by 18.
Yeah, nice save. Nice steal by Ballard. You know, nice move just that last time down the court, and then he comes back down. Nice defensive play, and gets fouled. And
missed another free throw.
Oh, boy.
5 of 14.
I wonder if they're just, they've played so hard. I wonder if they've just lost their legs.
Maybe. Moeller 12 of 13 at the line tonight. Second foul shot is good. So Ryan Ballard hits that one. He has 5 in the game, and Moeller by 17, under 2 minutes to go. Here's Freem. Straight away, goes right wing to Land. As Moeller's student section serenading the na-na-na-na, hey, goodbye chant. Here's a double team on Ship. He's looking for somebody to throw it to. Clears it out to McBride, finally got it away from him. McBride off to Land, high on the left. Goes to Freem, to a cutting McBride. Thought better of it, clears it back out to run more clock. Down to 1:30 to go. Off to Ship, high on the right. Ship starts to drive, bounces off the cutting Freem. Freem runs over a player, but a blocking violation going to go against Moomaw.
Well, I just love the way Centerville, after the Moeller game at Moeller,
won 18
has
in a row.
Just taken off and played so well. They
And I guess it's the what might have been with Ryan Marshall playing.
Yeah, you know what? And I'm sure there's a lot of that as well. And definitely, could the game have been closer? Could have been different? Absolutely. But, you know, that's a shame. And, you know, that's a topic for another time, but I'm really impressed with Centerville. They're bringing their subs in now,
yep.
But Coach Cups, I just think the world of him, and he's always going to be back. He's always going to be in the tournament.
Well, we're getting ready to get some subs in as well. Freem's free throw, front of the rim, no good. As in for Moeller comes Chase Harding, 6'2 senior. Jared Becker, another 6'2 senior, in for Ship and Land, and Brooke Cups empties his bench as he gets Corey Burnett, a 5'10 senior, in. Andre Zimmerman, a 6-foot junior, in. Drew Thompson, a 6'1 junior, and Rich Rolfe, a 6'6 freshman. Guard Thompson coming in for Moeller. And he's coming in for Miles McBride. And then they're going to get Brad Colburn in a moment for Alec Freem. And you can hear the applause in the background. That's the Centerville fans for their guys. And did a great job getting to this regional championship game.
Yeah, well-deserved applause. And you know what? They weren't the biggest team for sure, but I tell you what, they had.
Yeah, outside of Jai.
Yeah, outside of Jai, I tell you what.
I tell you what, he's going to be a force. Freem missed the second free throw. They wanted to get some subs in, couldn't do it. Minute 20 to go. Here's Burnett. Throws it out high on the left to Thompson. Goes in the corner. Back to Thompson. Throws it out straight away to Burnett. He starts to drive. Cut off. Back to Thompson. Angles right on the dribble. Throws it out to Burnett. Burnett gives it off to Tim Ankenbauer. Seniors in. There's a long three right wing that skips off the rim. No good by Thompson. The rebound defensively for Moeller. Carl Kramer gets a timeout to maybe get the subs in or not. Here's Freem. Dribbles near the sideline. Spins. Takes it down inside. And lays it up and in. Alec Freem, and then a timeout for Carl Kramer. He just wanted to get a couple subs in the game as they're going to get Brad Colbert and Carrington Valentine in, and Alec Freem and Alex Williams out. 57-38 Moeller with 52.5 seconds. Don't forget, we'll have our Outback Steakhouse Game Points Challenge coming up for the total points scored in this game. We'll see how it goes. There's a pass straight away. They go to Burnett for somebody to throw it to. Come back out to Zimmerman. He drives in the lane. Puts a shot up over Becker. Ran over him. No call. And the rebound defensively comes down for Moeller's Chase Harding. Outlets it to Thompson, who walks in the front court with 30 seconds. Throws it high on the right to Becker. Right wing to Valentine. Center steps, drives along the baseline. Takes it under low on the right, laid it up and in. Explosive move for Carrington Valentine. And it's 59-38. Is looking to pass it somewhere, and a three taken and made. Bass Smith with the three.
Nice.
And it's 59-41, and this game is going to end on exactly 100 points because Carrington Valentine works it in the front court, and for the third straight season, the Molar Crusaders will advance to the OHSAA Division I state semifinal round and will look for a second straight state championship starting Friday night against St. Edward in Columbus as Molar with a 59-41 win tonight over Centerville. And again, they did it with defense and solid offensive execution.
Absolutely, and you got to tip your hat to Centerville. They played so hard. And some shots didn't fall, free throws didn't fall. Missing their point guard, flip it over. Could it have been a different game? Absolutely. But Moeller moves on to play a really tough St. Edward team. I would say probably St. Edward, the second best team in the state. And that will be a huge semifinal game. So congratulations to the Molar Crusaders, undefeated thus far, and headed to the Final Four there in Columbus next weekend.
27-0, Molar increases its record to 47 straight wins dating back to last season. Centerville had an 18-game winning streak coming into tonight, snapped. They finished the year at 22-6, and two of those six losses came to the Molar Crusaders. Final stats show Molar shooting 56.4% from the field overall, 22 of 39. They made 3 of 7 threes, 12 of 15 from the foul line, turned it over 11 times. Molar did out-rebound Centerville in the game 34-20. Centerville shot just 15 of 41 from the field, 36.6%, made 5 of 13 threes, 38.5%, and made 6 of 15 three-pointers in the contest for 40%. Individual scoring-wise for Molar in the game, they were led by Alex Williams off the bench with 16. Max Land with a great game, 15 points. 13 for Miles McBride. 6 for Michael Shipp. 7 for Alec Freem. 2 for Carrington Valentine. Logan Dunkham started and didn't score. Will McCracken played, didn't score, as did Jared Becker, Guard Thompson, Chase Harding, and Brad Colbert, who all played and all failed to score. But all told, an impressive 59-41 victory for Molar as they advance to the Division I state semifinal round. All right, time now for the Outback Steakhouse game point challenge. The winner gets 5 points, the second place finisher 2 points, the third place finisher between it's the conglomerate of Mike Jones and Kent McKenzie get a point. Heading into tonight, I led the way with 15. Rob had 6. Our executive producer engineer Rob Eagle was 6. The Kent Mike team had a combined 4 points. This game landed on 100 points. First guess has no name on it, but says 87, so that's a disqualification with no name on it. Rob Ebel goes with 87 points. I went with 89 points.
And I went
Kent
with...
Kent McKenzie goes with 98 points. He's on the board. So I get 2 points added to my total. It gives me 17. Rob gets 1 point added to his total. Gets him 7. And Kent and Mike pick up a big 5 to get him to 9 with 2 games to go. So you're still in the hunt, my friend. I have not shut you out and locked you guys out yet.
Hey, I played well in the second half.
All right. We'll continue this battle with 2 more games coming up in Columbus. Our thanks to all the fine folks here from Xavier University and the Cintas Center. Thanks to Carl Kramer and his staff, Brooke Cups and his staff as well in Centerville. Great run and great season for the Elks comes to a close tonight as they finish at 22-6. Thanks as well to Jai Schiavone at halftime and for producer, engineer Rob Ebel and Kent McKenzie. I'm Richard Skinner. Don't forget, we'll be on the air Friday night, this coming Friday, March 22nd, 6 o'clock is the tip time. We'll be on the air approximately 5:50 with our broadcast starting time from Columbus as Molar will advance to the state semifinal round where they'll play Lakewood St. Edwards. Thanks for being with us again tonight. Final score, Molar 59, Centerville 41. You've been listening to Molar Crusaders Basketball from ESP Media, and it's powered by Sidearm Sports.